Looks like it's time to visit with our pal Mike Schultz, who is the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader, and he joins us here live in studio. Mike, it seems like you had a perfectly pleasant time at the theater.
It was fine.
You didn't hate anything.
It was fine.
You didn't love anything.
It was fine. Yeah. Well, it was 8 hours, and it went relatively smoothly, I guess. You know, it was okay.
You even liked parts of the squirrel movie.
That was my favorite.
Yeah?
The Nut Job. Of the four I saw, that one actually... That one got me. I got to admit, yeah. I thought it was. I just expected it to be like a typically manic, you know, crazy animated comedy with lots of, you know, let's go get some nuts, you
right,
know.
Right.
And it actually turned out to be kind of like an animated Guys and Dolls. It's like all set in like this Damon Runyon kind of 50s New York where everybody talks like this, you know, and the art direction, I guess, if that's what you call it,
sure
in an animated
is.
Movie.
Oh, right.
It looked great. I mean, the dialogue was funny. It's called The Nut Job. It's Will Arnett as a squirrel that wants to, you know, get as many nuts as he can. He just wants to share. So he has to learn life lessons along the way. Of course, how to be a better squirrel. But it was actually quite touching. And the dialogue was good. I was surprised. It was pretty all right.
For the life of me, I can't remember anything else you saw.
Yeah.
When I read your review, I'm like, Schultz liked The Nut Job. I would have lost money on that bet.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely.
Devil's Do. Yeah, right.
Yeah, a typical found footage horror movie, you know, about demonic possession, et cetera, et cetera. But it's got good actors, which is a nice surprise for that genre, and a few good scares, and it's over in 80 minutes. All right. I got no complaints. It was fine. I don't ask for a lot in the middle of January. You know, it's like, just don't insult
just
me and
keep
don't
me
bore
warm.
Me.
Yeah, you were really impressed by the two leads in the movie.
They're great. Yeah. One of them's Zach Guilford from Friday Night Lights, who is always awesome. He's terrific. And I'm not sure I'd ever seen the leading actress before, but she's really good. Can't remember her name anymore. Something Miller. Anyway, so that was okay. Shadow Recruit, the Jack Ryan reboot.
Yeah.
Is just fine, solid, professional, not very interesting. It's origin story.
I gotta ask you a question about that.
Sure.
And just nod your head.
Okay.
Or give me a nonverbal yes or no.
Is
Kevin Costner the bad guy the whole time? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. That made for great listening, I'm
well,
sure.
No, I got the information I wanted. We didn't ruin the movie.
There you go. All right. Nicely done. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just it's there, you know. It might be the beginning of more interesting Jack Ryans in the future, but for now, who cares?
Yeah.
And it didn't make any money.
I don't think it's going to be the beginning of anything. Nobody went and saw it.
I don't see it either. And finally, Ride Along, the one with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart.
That made
a bunch of money over the weekend, almost $50 million.
Wow,
that's about 25 per laugh for me. You know, it's like, all right,
oh boy,
I smiled a few times, I chuckled maybe once. The audience ate it up. It was a packed screening. I saw it like at 2 p.m. or something, and it was packed in there. And they had a ball. Everybody had a great time. And it's got moments. I liked when Kevin Hart was high on morphine. That was pretty funny because then he has to like slow down. And a slow Kevin Hart is actually really funny. Something you should think about doing more often.
Do more movies on morphine.
More morphine. I'm up for it. Yeah. So yeah, but got four of them out of there in 8 hours.
Well,
Not bad.
Three movies opening up today in Quad City theaters. Mm-hmm. The big one is I, Frankenstein. Aaron Eckhart. Wasn't he going to be like a big damn deal, this Aaron Eckhart?
They keep trying, don't they?
Aaron Eckhart is Frankenstein, or the creature of Frankenstein, I should say, because Frankenstein's not the monster.
Right.
Frankenstein's the guy that makes the monster.
Yeah.
Frankenstein's creature finds himself caught in an all-out centuries-old war between two immortal clans. This is from the people that did all the Underworld movies. Now, it's not an Underworld movie, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Is it like
a graphic novel, right?
Is
it by the same people who made the Underworld comics?
I don't know that it's the same movie producers, though. These are people
who know a little something
about wars between two immortal clans.
Sure, right.
In this clip, Adam, the monster, warns Leonore that Nibirius, played by that Bill Nye?
Oh, I didn't know he was in this, actually. All right. That's
found
good.
A way to animate the dead. It's I, Frankenstein. It's in Quad City Theaters today.
Nibirius has found a way to summon every demon you've ever descended.
What?
Possession. In bodies that have no souls.
Only the dead have no souls. What is the use of possessing a corpse?
There is none. Unless you can animate that corpse.
What?
Nibirius has been planning this for centuries. Victor Frankenstein just made it possible.
What? That's nuts.
Seems wrong to me.
Mm-hmm.
Against God's will.
Tampering in God's domain.
And when is this taking place?
Nowadays, set in the present. I think.
Yeah. He Frankenstein's been around for 200 years, yeah. And then he fights crime.
Remember when he used to look like Karloff? Now he looks like Aaron Eckhart.
He looks like Two-Face.
Yeah.
Also in theaters today, Gimme Shelter, a pregnant teenager flees her abusive mother in search of her father, only to be rejected by her dad and forced to survive on the streets until a compassionate stranger offers a hopeful alternative. Well, this sounds like a real popcorn movie.
Right, yeah. Bring the kids.
Oh, boy. Here's Vanessa Hudgens asking her dad to help get her out of the system. Get a hanky ready.
I was too scared to even open up my own mouth. I ran away. Went to find my mother and try to stay with her for a while. Things got real bad and I had to go. In all that time, that letter was the only thing I ever got from you. Now I'm just asking you for a little time. Because I am done being passed off as someone's case number. I want out of the system! So are you gonna help me out?
Do you think she's thinking, this is my Oscar moment?
Maybe a Golden Globe, at least, you know.
This is my Oscar moment, just like Ashton Kutcher thought
Steve Jobs was. Probably.
Yeah, false!
You got to think this. I think when you first get the script, you think this is the one.
This is my serious piece.
They will take me seriously
I'm not from the High School Musical anymore.
That's right. I'll show them all.
I'm sick and tired of being passed around as a case number. I want out of the system, Daddy. Your letter was the only thing that kept me going, Daddy.
I'd love to see someone turn that performance in.
Every acting class monologue you never wanted to hear.
I'd sit through that. Watching someone do that.
And then...
Daddy!
Daddy! Daddy!
Mr. Daddy, sir.
I've been passed around, Daddy. I'm not a case number. I'm flesh and blood. You're flesh and blood, Daddy. Can't you hear me, Daddy? I could win an Oscar. Put me in a movie. I'd win an Oscar. You know what?
Yeah, give that
Put me in one movie, uh-huh. I'd win an Oscar.
I agree.
It's so easy.
Come on.
Acting, no offense, Mike, because you're an accomplished actor in your own right, but acting is a bunch of baloney.
Okay.
Pretending to be someone else, Daddy, sir.
Yeah.
But words you didn't even come up with. What a bunch of hokum. Daddy, I had to fight just to be here, Daddy. I want a dad, Daddy. Man. Also opening in Quad City Theaters today, we've got Nebraska, which is up for Best Picture, is it not?
It is. Oh, and a whole bunch of them, yeah.
Chances are Bruce Dern's going to win an Oscar for it?
Nah, that's not happening.
You don't think so?
No.
Who's he up against that is going to win?
Is he nominated? This is going to be McConaughey. I think that's a done deal.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a clip from...
See, now he looked at that script and thought, they're going to take
absolutely, right? And they did, you know, and it's
because
great.
Sometimes it works.
Right. Sometimes it does.
Here's a clip from Nebraska.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house, too.
I don't have the clip from the movie.
No, that's fine. I was like Springsteen. Okay, that's cool.
See what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief.
You guys never play that one. I never hear that one played on your station.
No, I know it's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
Great record.
Great movie, too. Go see it.
I saw that one a while ago.
I saw it over the Christmas break when I was in the Chicagoland area, and it's fantastic. It's really funny.
What's it about?
It's Bruce Dern, 77-year-old Bruce Dern, plays a guy who gets one of those notices in the mail that you have just won $1 million if you call this number, and you know it's one of those magazine things. But he thinks he's won $1 million, and so he wants his son to drive him to the you know, magazine center, I guess, in Nebraska and claim his $1 million. And so it becomes like this road trip with this estranged father and son. And his wife shows up, who's a crank and a lovable crank. And it's kind of like Fargo with no murder. It's
okay.
look at funny Midwesterners, but not in a demeaning way. And just kind of sweet and honest and sad way. It's good. It's really good. It's black and white. Yeah, it's really strong. I'll go see it again.
He is Mike Schultz of the River City's Reader. You can read his reviews online at rcreader.com. In fact, you can hear this segment on rcreader.com.
Within about a half hour.
Oh, you're
is that right?
It'll be up and running.